You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1431.
So, if it's just you and you're a solopreneur, or maybe it's you and a virtual assistant, what I would do is I would get a Google sheet or an Excel sheet, and I would list all the things that I wanted this person to do for the company before I brought them on, right? You don't have to list how they are done, just the title.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
This is Todd Toback, and today we're going to talk about how to train new team members in your real estate wholesaling business. All right, so let's talk about how to quickly train new team members. You know, I've been in your shoes, right? Imagine for a second that you are a closer. You've been listening to this podcast, you've expanded your mind, you're doing bigger deals, and all of a sudden, you're feeling like, oh, I'm running ragged, right? I'm working too hard. I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off. I don't know which way is which. If you're married, maybe your spouse is pissed off at you. Believe me, it's happened to me many, many times, or used to happen to me at least. And eventually, if you want to grow your business, you've got to expand beyond you, yourself. And I can tell you that hiring people, having team members is probably one of the most rewarding things that you can do in your wholesaling business. It's going to make you more money. It's going to give you more time. It's going to give you freedom. It's going to have you get your sanity back and enable you to be able to do what you love to do most. And hopefully that's to close big, fat, juicy deals, or teach maybe your team members to do so. And so today I'm going to teach you how to do this quickly and as easy as possible. I got to tell you, I used to do this the wrong way. I used to put a Craigslist ad out, for those of you who were around when Craigslist was like the main thing. But you could compare that to Indeed or Monster.com or any other job board, for instance. But then I used to hire somebody, and the first person that used to come in the door, I used to have no plan and just train them on the spot, wing it, and some would stick and some did not. As a matter of fact, my team members back then used to call me the sink or swim king. By the way, Raymond Silverne, by the way, amazing team member who I got to work with for a period of time. That was his nickname, sink or swim king. And I got to tell you, this is the wrong way to operate. Hopefully you will operate smarter. I know I do now, and I'm going to teach you how to do this. So the first thing that you want to do is hire right? You want to bring in the right people into your organization, people who are willing to go through a tough interview process. And that's a topic for today's, a different topic for another episode. By the way, I highly recommend Top Grading if you want to check out how to hire people. But now I'm talking about how to quickly train new team members, right? You found the right person. And this is so important, right? They have the right skills. They want it. They're willing to put in the work. They're like a sponge. Maybe they know more than you. And that's even better. But it all starts the day that they are hired or the day before that they are hired. As soon as you make that decision, what I would like you to do is give this person a formal offer letter. Okay, put it on letterhead. Talk about the compensation, right? What you guys agreed to, a formal start date, and what your expectations are, including that compensation, okay? This just makes it official, right? They get it, and if they see it, they're going to feel great. And if they're married, their spouse is going to feel great at this nice professional offer letter that you are going to send out. Just sets the tone, okay? Now, that's, you know, a week before they start, or, you know, hopefully they have, they gave their formal employer 2 weeks notice. But send out that offer letter. The second part, though, happens the day somebody starts. So I'll tell you how not to do it. When I used to bring people on, I used to be setting up their email, their Slack, their logins, company uniform. I used to do that like after they were hired, right? Just on the fly. And what that does is it makes that person feel like, hey, you don't have it together. Or that's at worst. At best, it makes them feel like they are unimportant. And so most people have a party the day somebody leaves a company, right? Today is so-and-so's last day, and they have a party for them. Well, one of the things that I learned, I think it was from the Rockefeller Habits, is why don't you have a party the day somebody starts. You want to make a very, very big deal the day somebody starts, right? So what I always like to do is create a video for me, no matter who it is. If it's a virtual assistant doing admin work or a salesperson or it's your new CEO running your company, make a video, right? Hey, you guys, I want you to meet Mary Smith. She's going to be our new rock star acquisition specialist. She's got 4 years in the car industry as a top performing salesperson. She was a 4-year athlete in college playing volleyball and actually had the most points scored out of anybody in the entire state. And she is now going to join our team to take on this new opportunity. She's super motivated to make money and add to the team. And I know that you are going to love her. Everybody give Mary a warm welcome, right? And if you have any other team members, even if it's just you, or maybe you have her spouse working in the business, have a big welcome, right? I love to put that in Slack. By the way, Slack is a free tool that you can use. And everybody posts, hey, what's going on? Or maybe they can leave a video or say hi or send an email. But make that person feel welcome, right? That this is their place, their home. And I think that that is just so, so, so important. Number two is you want to have their email already set up, right? Mary@fasthomebuyers.com. Make sure they have their, you know, Slack set up. If you use that, the CRM that you use, business cards printed up. If you've got company shirts, have those ready to go hats. Make them feel like they are a part of something, a team, right? They're not just walking into this discombobulated mess, right? And so make that up. By the way, all this, it only takes like an hour to do, right? Just do it before because you're going to have to do it anyway. So now's the time. So you may be thinking, Todd, fine, that's all great. How do I get this person making money or, you know, get all the stuff that I need them to do off my plate, like right now? And I get it, right? The phones need answering. The marketing needs to get done. The paperwork needs to be filed. Your taxes are coming up. Ah, right? You want this done now. I get it. So here's the good thing. You do not, by the way, I'm a big believer in standard operating procedures, right? That is a list of how things are done and how they should be done and in what order. That is really, really, really important. Right. But many people delay hiring until they have like their whole ship in order. And I don't believe in doing that. I think that, first of all, owners aren't really good at that, entrepreneurs, and it's time consuming and it's going to delay you from doing the work that you should be doing. So if it's just you and you're a solopreneur, or maybe it's you and a virtual assistant, what I would do is I would get a Google sheet or an Excel sheet and I would list all the things that I wanted this person to do for the company before I brought them on, right? You don't have to list how they are done, just the title, right? So for example, how to pull a list from list source, how to upload a list to my dialer, how to follow up on leads from fastsellerleads.com, which is my favorite way to get leads, right? How to make sure that those leads are handled appropriately within the system, how to get the mail and pay bills, right? And just list those things out in the order of importance in which you want this new person to handle these jobs. Have it all ready. Then take your new team member and train them item by item in the order of priority, and then record your live training with them. That's very important. Record your live training with them. So now you have a video SOP, standard operating procedure. Now you could clean this up later, right? You could actually take that video and put it into list form, and that's fine. But now the time that you are training somebody, let's pretend like for whatever reason, this person doesn't work out. And by the way, it happens all the time. You could sit here and train this person for a week and all of a sudden day 8, they quit. Hopefully you're not going to experience that, but it happens, right? Here's the good news. You now have all of these videos in place and you won't have to do this work twice. I can tell you that if you don't create the list beforehand in the order of which you're going to do it, then your training is going to be discombobulated and not usable. So it's really important that you create the list to make that happen, right? Before you do the training video, I would spend, I don't know, 20 minutes prepping before that video and just put the bullet points that you want to get across, right? So for example, for a podcast episode, I don't write my podcast episodes, you know, line by line, right? I just take the podcast episodes, I write my bullet points, and then all of a sudden I start recording. And that's what my goal is for you. If I mess up like so bad, I can record the episode again. That's what happens all the time. So I want to let you know that you do not need perfection. And even as you're going and you stumble or you make a mistake, you can keep going, right? You can edit the video later, or you can reshoot later if you had to, or just reshoot one section. You don't need to start from the beginning. Do not let perfection be the enemy of progress. Okay, so that's in general. I'm going to talk a little bit about how you do that. By the way, let me just say a quick blurb here. Is at some point, you know, your new team member is going to get a little burnt out on just training. So I always like to give them a little bit of the doing during the training. So for example, if our first part is on how to upload lists for marketing, then I will train them, right? Then I will have them do it. And part of it is actually, you know, we might actually record that. Then we'll do some more training on it, still record again, right? And then I'll have them do it again. So I like to mix in the training and the doing. Training, doing. That's where they are highly engaged. And I can start to see some of this stuff get off my plate. Oh, it feels so good. I've been there. I know what it feels. And to be able to just hand the baton off to someone who loves the stuff you hate just feels so good. And you can make a lot more money in the process. All right. So let's talk a little bit about sales. And I got to tell you, if you're cold calling or if you have a lead manager or if you're closing and you just want to get this off your plate, I got to tell you, hiring a salesperson is like some of the best things that you can do. So if you're hiring a salesperson, you have to give them, in my opinion, a copy of the No Limits Selling System. It's what I've trained my entire team on. And really, this system is probably responsible for more deals than any other system out there. So go ahead and check out the NoLimitSalesSystem.com. And if you just want to buy it direct, you can go to Backdoor and buy it. The price is embarrassingly low. But if you don't want to invest in that, you could also have them listen to a select number of podcasts here for free. But you want to bring them on, give them a copy of the No Limit Selling System, have them listen to all the training on how to lock up deals. Then, okay, you want to role play the items that they watched. Okay, so I talk a lot about the 5 communication techniques, right? But have them watch a video, then role play with you, right? And fix one thing at a time. Right? One item that you need to fix. So let's pretend like they're chasing the seller. And you could say, hey, you know what? It sounds like you're chasing the seller here, right? Why don't we implement the reluctance technique here, right? You want to learn how to be more reluctant. So instead of saying, hey, I'd really like to help you, Mr. Seller, instead say, Mr. Seller, I'm only here to help, right? But if I'm not a fit, you absolutely can tell me no, I'll be just fine. And so you want to train that, give them that one thing, okay? And then get them on the phone. So with sales, I like them to watch videos, then I like them to role play, and then I like to get them on the phone with a seller. And after doing the role play, I like to fix one thing. And after working with a seller, I like them to fix one thing. You want to get them banged up and, you know, have sellers, you know, yell at them or get frustrated right away so that it's like, you know, they become immune to it. Okay. So video, role play, seller. Video, role play, seller. Fix one thing at a time. I think it's really important to mix those three in a constant rotation. Okay, obviously want to make sure they get through the No Limit Selling System. That is important. The last part about this though is I want to give you some really advice that I would have known earlier. I love all of my team members. They are highly valued. I love working with them. I couldn't run my business without them. But a time is going to come by when your people leave you. Right? Either you're going to die, they're going to die, they're going to retire, you're going to retire, they decide not to show up or get sick or want a career change, or you decide the same thing. So it's not if somebody, when this relationship is going to end, it's when, right? And just understand that. So you need to always be recruiting, always. You know, I am fascinated with the business side of the NFL. They are constantly recruiting players, constantly training, constantly investing in their people. And so if you are always recruiting, you are never going to put up with mediocrity. Okay. You're always going to have people who want to work with you and a stable of people who want to make money working with you. Okay. So I don't care if you have a rock star salesperson, you need to be recruiting, Eve, especially when you don't need somebody. You need to be recruiting when you don't need somebody. So when you do need somebody, you're going to have a long line of people to work with. All right, so I'm going to review this. Number one, don't do this the wrong way. Don't do it like Todd Toback did his first few years in business. Learn from my mistakes. Organize yourself. Send a welcome video and tell a story to your team members how much you appreciate them. And have a party, a virtual party if you have to. Have your email, Slack, CRM, business cards, company shirt all set up before they come. Make them feel like they're a part of something. If you don't have standard operating procedures, have no fear. You don't need to wait till those are done. Just make a list of what you're going to train them and train them live, but record. Prepare 15 minutes before each recording. That way you're not all over the place. If you're hiring for a salesperson, buy the No Limit Selling system, okay? If you don't buy that system, buy something else, okay? But you want to have them watch all of that. Then they watch videos, you role play, have them call in that rotation, right? Only try to fix one thing at a time, and that way they can put that into practice. You want to constantly be doing this. And finally, always be recruiting, constantly training. Always have a stable of people who you can go back to, and you will have an amazing team. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want to hook up with me in that Facebook group, go to wholesalinginkgroup.com. Hit me up at Todd Toback, and I will talk to you on the next episode.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.